Tvorim, Pasuk Tvorim. It's supposed to be sitting by his phone. Ela Tvorim, Asher Dibar, Moshe al Kol Yisrael, Ba'ava Hayarden, Bamidbar, Ba'arova, Molsup, Ein Parora, Ein Nov, Toivu, Ba'ova, Chatzirois, B'di Zahav. ויהי בארבעים שונה בהשתי עשר חודש ואחד חודש דיבר מוישה על בני ישראל וכל אשר ציווה השם מוישה עליהם. מוישה ספוק to him הכל אשר דיבר השיבה השם מוישה עליהם. We see him already gezach. The pasuk starts off with Eila Advarim Asher Dibar Moshe, Moshe spoke. And then, why does the pasuk continue later? Dibar Moshe Kol Asher Tziva, the next pasuk, right after that, it says after that, Acharas Yom Yechorev Derech Haseya, Vayhi Ba'arboim Shorim Ba'ashti Oso Choyesh Be'el Dibar Moshe El B'nei Yisrael Kol Asher Tziva Asher Moshe Aleyem. What does the pasuk have to say again? It says, "Eila Tvarim Asher Dibar Moshe Al Bnei Yisrael Kol Yisrael." Does Naim the Torah, the Heleke Slutsky Rav, the Zalman Tzarotsky, and wants to teach a P, the Divrei of Volkan, the Sgan Aaron, the Baron Volkan, that for MS, the Gemara is up to Murray, the Gemara in Subis. The Gemara says in Tzuvus Kufhei, Hay Tzuvim Merabonon, the Gemara, Hay Tzuvim Merabonon, the Merachman Le B'nei Mosa, the Tzuvim Merabonon, that the B'nei Mosa like him very much. You should know the reason why they like him, Labishim D'mayli Tzvei, not because he's such a good Rav, and we should have the Loi Mucha Lo B'mil D'shmaya. So the Gemara, he's not mochiach them in Mila Dishmaya. The Shaila is, what does it mean, B'mila Dishmaya? What's the emphasis of Mila Dishmaya? I should say, he doesn't mochiach them. What's B'mila Dishmaya? So Aaron Volkan's Mazbe, that there's two types of Teichocha, mochichim, people will give a Teichocha. One speaks very, very careful. He doesn't really talk about the chet so much with all its starkeit. So there he speaks a mashal, melitza b'ramazim, not to get the people too angry. He might say over a certain toichah, he might get up and give a sermon on the Sabbath and say over something that has to be improved in the community, but it'll be very, very watered down in order not to get everybody upset. To make a riot, to make a whole ruckus in the shul. And there is another type of mochiach, that he speaks very clear, to the point, and he says it like it is. As the Shaya HaNavi said, Hoy goy choyte. As we know in the Haftarah, he speaks by Hoy goy choyte, you nation of sinners. I'm covered over in Zeremereim, Bonim Ashchisim. He spoke very clearly, very, very definite and specific to the Klal Yisrael of the Chatoim. In this type of thing, there's a vague sakana for his life, as we find by Kalev also. Kalev, as the Chofetz Chaim brings down, and Yoshua, the different type of mahal they had. Yoshua, he knew, was going to fight them and give them Teichocha straight out. The even Moshe Rabbeinu davened for them. Davened for Yoshua because he had a Sakonis Chayov. Sakonis, a physical Sakona. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu and the Chofetz Chaim davened for him, because he knew Yoshua was going to go straight out against them. Hashem called it a different Mahalach. His life wasn't so much in danger. It was more of a danger Ruchni. And that's why he went to daven by the Kivrei Ovos. That's the Chofetz Chaim's Mazmer over there. Zokhtabar and Mavolkin, these are the two Mahalchim. And that's the pshat over there. Haitzurim min abonon. Klamucha mila dishmaya. If you see a Talmud Chacham, that all the city love, we love the rabbi. All the women's league. We love the rabbi. He's such a nice, handsome looking man. And it's not that because of the Gemara, because of his Maila. It's also not maybe he does give Tuchah, but he doesn't know how to give them proper Tuchah. And they need to hear sometimes a very, very specific Tuchah to get the point across. And in certain doors it's that way. But if you be mochir the memila d'shmaya, enoch anami, if you mochir memila d'shmaya with a specific techocha, with a real, specific and to the point techocha, dear, they might not like him so much, but he would get the point across much clearer. Each time you have to know exactly how to do it, but there's an in of techocha getting the point across. So Rav Zalman Tzorotsky wants to be mad with the Fizeh, the two in Yonim over here. Moshe Ben, as we know, started off the parasha with all these Ramazin. So Rashi brings down, there's a different Shmuz, I'll cover that Briyas, cover the Klal Yisrael. And when he learns a different Mahalach over here, that the Mahalach was Moshe Ben was worried. He knows that he got burnt from Klal Yisrael once by speaking too strong to them. Shimu Noham Moirim, listen you Moirim, as Rabbi. So therefore he starts the Chacha in a very soft tone. He said, Ramazan Bamidbar. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that before his death, the Chacha has to be stronger. It has to be an everlasting Chacha. It has to be a Chacha that they should keep the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. He has to give clear Chacha. Oh, as Moshe started a new, different type of Chacha, Kichol HaShetziv HaShem Oysa Aleyah. The Mila Dishmaya, as it says, and if you look in the Pesukim later on, it says Moshe was more specific. Mamrem Hayisim in Hashem Alekecha, he says later on in the parasha, he was much more specific, much more offensive, much more direct, and much more harsh in his Teichacha, as he continued later on in the parasha. This was, and the embassy brings the refurishup and medrash, I say. So the medrash, Omer Rav Simoin, came and told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Shiyishna, Torah, Eloi, Mevakish, Lo, Chichel, HaMasha, Osu, he didn't want to be mochiach them. Omer Rav Simoin, Lamar, Tava, Doime, Le Talmud, Shoyim, Halachim, Rabbi, what's the marshal? To a Talmud that was going with his Rebbe, and he saw an Evan Toivo, a beautiful stone. Ho, Yisrael, Shiyi, Gacheles, Ve, Yisrael, Liga, boy. He saw it was a Gacheles, he thought it was a coal. And the Talmud was worried. Amalei Rabo Tulat Ois Evan Toivi. It's a very, very nice stone. Tachom Amoish B'shemash Amart Lam Shimu No Amoy Metalti Metalti Shli Metachas Yideya V'ashim Libo Lo Yichicham. I got punished. I was, and now I'm going to give them Teichocha. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Amoish Al Tisori. Don't worry. Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry. It's Evan Toivi as over the Medrash. You're nervous, it's a gacheles, it's a coal, it's something that will burn you. You got burnt once, don't worry, Moshe, but now's the time. At that point, the techocha had to be softer, had to be in a different level. But now's the time, says Moshe, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it comes a time when a person has to give techocha in the right way. The Gemara is talking to Mary, the Gemara in Tomit, Rabbi Isaac. It's talking to Gemara in Tomit. Says the Gemara in Tomit, Chofches, Omer Tanya Rebbe Yoimer, Ezi Derech Yishara Shiyovel Adam. What is the Derech Yishara that a person should pick? Zogt Chazal, Yeves HaTeichocha. He should love Teichochos. He should love to give Teichochos and to get Teichochos. Love the Teichochos. Shekozman, says the Gemara Chazal. Shekozman, SheHaTeichochos Bo'olam Nachazruach Bo'olam. It's a beautiful, beautiful nachas ruach v'kadosh baruch ba'olam when it's teichacha ba'olam. Toivu v'racha ba'olam. The raw mistalekes v'namokah. The bad goes half in the mokah. From ba'olam. Shenema ulamochichem yinam v'aleim tovu bracha toiv. The ones who give more toichocha yinam, it will be good for them, it will be pleasant for them. V'aleim tovu bracha toiv. And then Chazal say, Om Rabbi Yonason, kol amochich etzravei l'shem shamayim, zoicho l'chelko sh'akadosh baruch hu. A person gives toichocha l'shem shamayim, he zoicho l'chelko sh'akadosh baruch hu. The chelik of Hashem. Mamish chelik of Hashem. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Mochich adam acharai, v'loy oid el shemoyish malchut shel chesed." Shenema, chen yimtzvi machlik lashim. Says the Chazal, "Moyed digazah hizoycha, with the teichacha, that a chut shel chesed is drawn over him." The Moyed digazah, what's this meaning that a chut shel chesed is drawn over him? I want to be mazal pi marshah in avodah zarah. The Gemara is up to avodah zarah, kolay mitayr belayla. Kolam itayr belayla. Gemara says zoicha that a chut shel chesed, a chut shel chesed is nimshach olav. Explains the marsha there that the derech kol person pushes his eyes to stay up at night and learn, and he pushes sleep away from his eyes. In the morning, as we know, when a person stays up very late, he's groggy, he's all in a bad, bitter mood usually. So Chazal, that a person learns Torah, the Torah will be showing him that even though the norm is a person who didn't get enough sleep, but the Mashrab Shad is to be in such a mood. So too, if a person stays up for Shem Shemai, for Torah, Torah will work on it and purify him, and it will be Moshe Chushal Chesed around him. I want to touch that Shad over here. Normally, a person who gives Teichacha, is he liked? The Gemara says, not that way. The Derech Klal is not so old by the Brias. So Chazal, you should know, that shouldn't be a Cheshbin. The Seva Shaldov, you do it L'Shem Shamayim. So Chazal, that should be Chushal Chesed V'Nim Shechalem L'Shamayim. You're doing it L'Shem Shamayim. The Chesh, we go in the opposite. You shouldn't be so well liked. Why don't I like that rabbi? He tells me about my schedule's too long. At the end of the day, he's not going to be the most, he won't be voted as the most popular guy in shul. Only the candy man who walks at 11 o'clock with his towels or a scarf around his neck with his candy bag. He's well liked. But the rabbi gets up and gives a sermon, gives a tochacha to the other. Nah, we don't like the rabbi. He speaks too tough about sending our children to learn too much. We want them to join the Little League on Sunday. He wants to make a Mishnayot club. This rabbi we don't like. Says Chazal, don't worry, B'sev Yishol Dova, Chut Shol Chesed. Have a Chut Shol Chesed. And B'derech Chal, you see a Meredi Gezach, it's taka very, very true in a lot of ways. You have these rabbonim, they get up and they give the tochacha, people like it very much. And they have an affection to the rabbi, for he puts them in their place. Remember the daf, Tomid Chavches and Arif, that the Gemara zot that this toichocha ba'olam nachas ruach bo la'olam. A person nachas ruach comes to a toivu v'roch bo v'roch mistalekas min ha'olam. What's the pshat of us? What's the galus of toichocha? As Gemara says, according to the Tanya, Rebbe Yoime, Eizu Dech Yishov Yishov Olam Olav Es HaTechachos. That's one thing that a person should know. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz is Masbir. In this week's Shavuos, in this week's Parasha, the Yisod of Techacha. People have a mistake. Chochach, Tochich Es HaMisecha. We know we have a chiyuv to give Techacha and to give reproof to somebody who's not doing right. Right? Teach them the lesson. Teichocha, the key of Teichocha. Someone's screaming out Shabbos. Someone's riding by in a car. But what's the yisoid of Teichocha, Rabbi Yisai? So he brings a mirror to Chazal. Zok to Chazal, Rabbi Yisai. The mirror to Chazal. Chazal say, Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Oy lanu miyoy madin, Oy lanu miyoy matoichacha. Woe is to us on the yoy madin. Woe is to us on the yoy matoichacha. Yosef katnam shol shvatim haya. He was the smallest, the youngest of the shvatim. Lo yochlu echol lan. Isoy. And they couldn't answer it. Ki nithalu miponov. Yosef was the smallest of the brothers. Oy lonam yev teichacha, the teichacha that he gave. What was the teichacha? What teichacha did he give? Where was the teichacha? What did he say already? All he said was two words. Ani Yosef. Ha'oy davicha, ani Yosef. Where was the teichacha practically? They couldn't answer him, ani Yosef. Omnam milmad bezeb mahus ha'teichacha, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. What is the essence of teichacha? Ki ain in yon adivrei kibushin v'yisur bilvad. It's not just to get up there and scream and say words of harsh and fierce words, difficult words, and the things that are very, very strong to the tzibur. It's not you sort of techocho, but it can be given over that way. Ki im ikah techocho lahamid es achoyte. The yisoid of teichacha is to help make stand the one who did the sin, stand him up, bring him to the right understanding of what he did wrong. A person could scream for hours, the greatest shmuz, but if the point to get across that he should realize his mistake, he could be scared now, he could have fear from the harsh words of the oynesh, but if he didn't helped to bring about and to realize the mistake, then you weren't successful in your feat of trying to accomplish the need of giving Teichacha. Nechshav, that's the Pshat, he says. Ula roisu ki darkov u'maisun butoin ein. It's to show him you're going in the wrong direction. You're going in the wrong direction. Your ways are not correct. Your deeds are mistaken. Your midos have to be corrected, strained out. He showed them, I'm Yosef. All what you thought about the dreams and all what you wanted to attack me, Ani Yosef. Everything was niskayim. You made a mistake. Your mahalach was wrong. Correct yourself. Change. That's the yisoid of teichacha, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the yisoid. Oylonu miyom hadin, oylonu miyom teichacha. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that this is why it's so it's scary. The yisoid of teichacha, because when a person is oyvin on his mistake, how powerful the lesson is to him. And it hits home so hard. It's a dangerous, dangerous thing sometimes. Chazal say, "Vayitzchok Avinu, Vayitzchiyechad, Yitzchok Harada Gedoyla Ad Meoid." Yitzchok trembled like he never trembled before. Says Chazal, "Omer Avchama, Barachama Ad Meoid, Mecharada Shehech Milagami Mizbeach." Yitzchok Avinu was put, and Avram took him and put him on the Mizbeach. To shecht him. He wasn't afraid, Rabbi Yisrael, he didn't have fear. So Chazal, but when he realized that Esav was in front of him, and Yaakov had taken the brachos kedin, and he realized that he made a mistake, and that he thought that to give the brachos to Esav, v'yechrod charodo gedoy la'ad me'oid, it hit home so strong, what a mistake I've been doing. And that accomplished. The Yitzchak Avinu now had a different havana of what's going on in life, but the pachat. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says the pachat is noira, that it could make a person so distraught that it's a danger sometimes. He says Meridik Pshat and Rashi in all this week's parasha. Rashi says a Meridik Azach, unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says that Moshe Abeinu was mochiach them samach lemisasoi, as over Yaakov Avinu. Why samach lemisasoi? Zok Rashi, because if Zokter he did like Yaakov Avinu, so only also Omar. Why did Yaakov do that? Ruvain bini ani oim elochom and they loy chachticha kol shonam alolu. What was his halacha to ruin Paras Kamayim al Toiser? You mevabel the mitos of his father. Why did he wait till Samach when he saw soi? Zok Rashi meredik in this week's parasha. Omar Ruvain bini ani oim elochom. Yaakov told his son, why did I wait? If I would have given you teichacha beforehand, I was nervous that you would go and be mid-nidbach to Esav. But now it's somewhat for the Misasai. you'll have rahmanis on me, whatever the gather will be, because someone told me so, therefore I'm not so nervous. And now I'm the Rosh Hashanah, I have no other time. This is the last possible opportunity. But I waited till now, because I was nervous that I've been giving to Chochah before, and what's going to happen? You're going to chas v'sholom go, and you nidbak be'esav. But the Chaya, what's the pshat? So strong. Reuven's going to go and nidbak be'esav. He's going to leave the devil. He says, because the Kerech of the Chochah is so powerful that a person could see that his life, he was living a wrong life. He was in the wrong lane. He was heading the wrong direction. He was following on Route 37. Meanwhile, he's supposed to be going north. He's going south. A terrible mistake. And he's heading in the wrong direction. He keeps going. When a person hits him, he loses his stance. He loses his amida. There's a danger there that he could just lose himself. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu talking about Chavos Lamed Sapshah, a person mamish gets to a matzav where he sees the dechocha in his face. It's a dangerous thing sometimes. So you have to know how to do it and when to do it at the right time. But the yisoid of dechocha, what it means, what the purpose of dechocha, is that a person should come to the realization where he's holding, who he is. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves dechocha. And kochman shah dechocha ba'olam nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Nachas Ruach? The Nachas Ruach is that a person, if he's not going to, if he's going to go in his ways, continue in his ways, and he's not going to love Teichocha, he's not going to love, try to find Teichocha, so then Chas B'Sholoim, that he can continue doing Ra, and continue, even though he thinks, like the Shalom said to Perek Dalet, that he's going in the right way, could it be so mumuta? But if he has a Chover, a chaver toif, like the Mesillas Hashem writes, not so little pats him on the back. Oh, you're such a goody, goody, goody. You ain't made Ashi Yotza today. What a great thing! Maybe I'll give you 2 brownies, maybe 10 brownies or 10 shekel. Well, you came to dominate. Oh, wow! Let's pat him on the back, give him a massage for it. But that's also encouragement is a galal and a zach. But also to know, to give a friend to a chacha, to call him over if you know he's doing wrong, and to straighten him out. What a chacha that is! The Mesillas Hashem says, those are the chacharim a person should choose as kedei l'chachaver. And which rav does he choose to go to? The rav who he could step on, and he shakes his head. Oh, I love going to that rabbi. He always has pulled out his cooler book. Whenever I come, his Coca-Cola book. It's right next to the Coca-Cola. He takes out his cooler book, and whenever I come, it's whatever I say yes, you may do it. Whatever you want, and you're a good boy, and he always gives me encouragement. But if a rabbi gives up a schmooze of the chocho, who's there? I don't like going to him, he's too strong. He says it like it is. Or he gives the chocho, he gives the musa schmooze, they don't show up. Friday, they don't show up to the musa schmooze. We don't enjoy that, only when he says a good sparring and shir, that will come to. Or the Mishnayos Club, we go with 25 shekel. But to come to a Friday shmooze, I don't have to go to that. I like the shmooze of Machshava. That's what I like. But to hear Musa, Emes Musa, who today is ready to hear Musa, puts up the Gemara and tell me this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Eizu Deo Sheyom Le'odol Eo Vesatoy Chochos. To have a Rebbe that's Emes Mochiach. To have a Rebbe that will listen to. That's the biggest problem today. We go to Rabbi, we ask, Rabbi, I need an Eitza. What's the Eitza? Rabbi gives the Eitza, but doesn't want to listen. Only if it's something that he'll like, then he's ready to listen. He comes ready with a rushing to do something, he just wants to get out of the Rabbi. And the Rabbi tells him not to do it, he'll do it anyway. But he's in a no-lose situation. Either he has the Rabbi's rushing, or he doesn't have, he's going to do it anyway. But there's a good chance we'll have the Rabbi backing him. And the Rebbe has to tell him, you know, whatever you do, it'll be okay. Because the person wants to do what he wants. And he doesn't want to miss out the raw. It's what the Gemara Zog. It's mistalik harom in a oilom. It brings bracha v'toiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves this person. What's he looking for in all of us in the chachos? He's only looking for one thing. I want to improve. I want to get better. Things aren't going so well for Klaizel. How can I improve? Instead of looking, oh, those people, what about myself? What about taking the responsibility? If this soul of Klaizel, that means the Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to us, are we looking into ourselves how we can improve? Do we go to our mochichim to find out, how can we get better? Rebbe, tell me what I can do. Well, no, I know what it is. It's those chilonim, it's those these people. It's not them, it's not no one, it's us. Everybody has a shittuf in it. So what's the etzah? All of us at the chavos. Find a Rebbe. Find a tzaddik. Find a chavir toiv who'll be able to show you the right derech. And if you can't find that, learn Musa's farm. Learn, open up a sefer Musa. I know they're extinct. You can find them in some library in Rome. Some Musa's farm. The whole Seder is extinct. And the whole thing. I don't like learning Musa. Boring. Why is it boring? Because the Musa say, if you read it properly, it talks to you, it tells you to get better. That's not infinite. I want to just know how good I am. Now, Musa Sefer, saying Sefer, is there to teach you. Musa is to restrain, to teach you. You can't go b'shrius libcha. That's not the power of this world. The power is to improve, to make yourself better. You're going to say the same thing since you were 7 years old. The same thing. The same Yetzer Hara. Just now it's a little stronger. You're not going to restrain it. There's only one Yetzer. Says the Goyin, a person cannot control on Liman HaMusa. The Mishabura Paskins, you have to learn Musa every single day. Who learns Musa today? I'm talking to myself also, who learns real Musa? We have to make a Musa say that special Ben Azmanim to control ourselves. But a Musa say really means also to take a Sefer and to learn it and to take it out from what it's saying. And to apply it l'maisa in your lives and everybody's lives. There was a certain bocha that learned in Tifrach, and l'maisa he learned there for a while. He wanted to go to learn how to say it in the mirror once a week. Kitzur, he came, he made up with his chavrus. They're going to learn every Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock. Have a seder to learn the mirror. I guess he came to Shulayim for Shabbos, and he wanted to have a seder in the mirror. So he made it with his friend. Gets a 10 to 10, he comes in to the Beis Medrash Amir, in Shulayim here, and he wants to learn some Musa. So he comes to the Beis Medrash, he wants to learn a little bit. He comes to the Beis Medrash looking for a Gemara Zvachim to get prepared for his Chavrusa. All of a sudden he sees an old man walk up to the front of the Beis Medrash, and he starts to sit there and starts to shock a little bit, and he's crying. Not just Lamastam, it's a small little weep that could really heard, really crying loudly. And every few minutes, then he sees, he starts to bang on the shtanah like this. And he's crying away. Who knows what happened to this man? He starts to fear for, you know, it could be something terrible happened. But he's a newcomer, he doesn't know who this person is, he doesn't know what's going on. But he's nervous for this guy's life. What's going on? If the person's in distress, we should go over. Gets his chavrusa walks in, who happened to be learning the mirror. And he's, you know, they sit down to learn, and this newcomer's mind. He's on, what's going on? He can't concentrate. His chavrusa asks, no, why, what's going on? Why aren't you concentrating? Why can't we learn? He says, what do you mean? You don't hear? He says, hear what? You don't hear the crying? What crying? The crying in the front of the Beis Medrash over there. Man, there must be something terribly wrong. Maybe we should go over to talk to him. Maybe somebody in his family, something happened to him. Maybe, just maybe, there's a serious matzah that we can help him with. Maybe we should go over. You mean that man in the front? That's nothing. That's just Reb Chaya Shmulevitz learning Musa. That's his Musa Seder. You have one time here. That's Reb Chaya's Musa Seder. Chaya Shmulevitz's Musa Seder. On Shabbos. Baruch Hashem. Chaya Shmulevitz's Musa Seder. That was Chaya. That's a Dover Raga. He cried. He banished him. Who we told him, an old man, was called HaChaim. Chaim says his biggest Yetzirah was that when he went to the Beis HaKis, he brought his passion, they shouldn't think in learning. What was Reb Chaim Kuloi called Say Rega Verega? His mind was occupied in learning. What was his Musa say to how much he had improved? Maybe in a Kuda, a little more feeling in a davening, a little more amkis in a learning. What was it we're about of Isaiah? What could he be Tevea from himself? But Vaita! Crying with the fears of Isaiah. Reb Isaiah. Oh, Vesatri Chachos. Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, give it now for me, so you have to give it in a stronger oifen. You have to correct their ways. You have to show them the toys. Because it's not going to be clear now. There's going to be no other time to correct it. They're going into Eretz Israel, and they have to realize Eretz Israel is a special Malkoim. It's a land that doesn't take chet so easily. It spits them out. If they're not going to correct themselves, you only do it for Rebbes. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now is the time, Hashem Rabbeinu. Any other time, you can give it just for Rebbes. Now you have to speak clearly. Now you have to say it out very, very strong and clear and define for them where their choice is. And through that, they'll be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, the Mokom HaKadosh, the Mokom HaTorah, the Mokom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the right way. But if not, Chas V'Shalom, Moshe, this is your last chance. It's Shamach L'Misah, so you won't be able to do it. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him, give it to them in the right oifen. This is what we have to realize, Rabbeisai. Erev HaTeichocho. How many people today are this matzv Erev HaTeichocho? I was off the Gemara, don't break the Nachas Ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When Kadosh Baruch Hu would see a person, he's talking messed up. He's talking making mistakes, but he comes over to ask how he can improve. He comes over to get direction from Ben Azmanim. What should he do? Okay, now I'm on my own. I'm free. It's Ben Azmanim. I become the Poisek in the Rav. I decide what I'm going to do. And now I don't need Das Torah. Das Rav. Now I can find, I can make my own plans and my own retainers. That's Elvis at the Chochois. A person has to know when he follows the Das Torah. When he has the emes of the chokhan, he follows the right way. He's not going to lose, even though it's difficult, even though it's hard. Bochrim think that they can make the decision for themselves now, and they don't realize in the gears and the things that are going on, and without direction and tuchokhan from a rebbe, from someone that, or even from a chaver toiv, they can make terrible mistakes. In this week's parish, we find Gufa. After the Chet Meraglim, Klai Yisrael said, no, we're going to go up. We're still going to go up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe Rabbeinu, told them, listen to me, don't go up. You might think you're doing a mitzvah now, but it's not. Tell them, stay. Hashem is not with you. Stay away. And what happened, Rabbi Yisai? They said, we're doing it anyway. And they felt they're going up for the Bar Mitzvah. They felt they made a mistake. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is not the way you're misogyny yourself. I'll tell you how to massage. This is not the way. Don't go up. And they go up anyway. And they're smitten. These Amorim come out. And they kill them. One after the next. And they die themselves to show that there's a Makas Hashem. You're making a mistake. How many Bochum make this mistake, Rabbi Yisai? They go and do things in Feshi Ben Azmanim without guidance, without Das Torah, without Mahal from a Rebbe, without coming to hear Teichocho on how that they should be, how they should live their Ben Azmanim. And they make terrible mistakes. But when you follow Das Torah, Rabbi Yisai, you follow the right Mahalach, you look for the Emes of Mahalach, the Yovel or Eizu Derech, you're not going to mess up, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Noyad Chazal, which is Nogay Amunus Chacham also, but it has a shtickle shahas to this. Chazal say, Vasimcha b'Rashaychem, this week's parasha, Hovel Chamanoshim Chacham Nevoinim, Yidun Lashiftem, Vasimim b'Rashaychem, Vasim b'Rashaychem, Chazal Old Version, Vashmom Psiv, Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Moishim, Yatem Nishmoim Lahem, Ashmot Luyi b'Rashaychem. If you don't listen, you're responsible. If you listen to the Chachamim, then it's something else. It's on their head. And Be'ezah Hashem, you'll see things will come out okay. Whatever they'll come out. But if you take it on your own, if you make your own decision, if you make the decision and you're going your own way, without listening to the Doylim, the Surface of Dover, Rachmon Litzlan, the Moad of the Doymer, the Nochosh Hazer, Sha'omer Hazon of Leroish, the snake, the tail speaks to the head. Hey, Hedy, how you doing? Calls him Hoodie. How you doing, Hedy? And Moshe Atamat Halach Betchila. So the tail says to the Rosh, how long are you going to be leading us? I want to take that position once. You're going to always lead me? I'll take the position. I'll go Tchila, you go at the end. If there was a hole, a pit of water, the tail fell in. It was the A Mata Aish, he threw the body, the tail led, and again threw the body into Mata Koitzim, Vishil the Toichim. Mikorim lo ashacholach haroish la'achar hazanov. The roish went after the zanov. Kach keshak tanim nishmam l'gdoilim. Hein goizim v'neamokom v'hu oises at chazal and zov. If the Ktanim listen to the Gdoilim, it's not only the Pshat that get the Rechim, but they get who goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Uf HaShosh HaGdoilim HaRach HaKtanim Noifun Lachar Pneyem. They fall. He brings a Meredik of Maisi and like a Toiv from Shlomo Brevda. He tells over the Maisi there were two Bachurim that came from Arzos HaBrit. Everybody knows that country. Rabbi Yisrael, Uncle Sam's land. And they came to learn Toiv in the Mir. They came to learn Torah in the Mir. Both of them got sick with a very, very strange disease. And the people in the Mir, I guess, over there, in the Mir in Poland, the doctors there weren't as sophisticated. And the Maisa, they didn't know how to save them. So Rabbi Yeruchim, the Meshkich of the Mir, sent them to one of the Gdolei Hador that lived a very far distance from away from the Mir. And he said to them very clearly and specifically, that they should listen, they should ask this Gdogodo about this certain Roife who knows in that and who lives around that area. And then he warned them before the way to go on the Derech. He said two things I want you to know, and you should listen only to these two things and don't budge from them. First, you should go and speak to that Rav and devour every single specific thing that's involved in this refuah, this medicine, whatever he told you to do, whatever all the specific instructions, you should listen. And do not, Chas v'Shalom said Yeruchim to them, do not go move an iota, an inch, don't budge an inch from what he tells you. That was the first thing. Second thing he told them, make sure on your derech, you're not going to be far from the Chavetz Chaim, go on the way and get a bracha from the Chavetz Chaim. Those two things are my instructions that Yeruchim left them. They traveled on the worry way, trying to stop off in Radin to see the Chavetz Chaim first. He was very, very old at that time. And he was told, they were told by the Mishamish, the Mashbak of the Chavetz Chaim, that you should know that sometimes he's going to sleep for a long time. He wakes up, and then there's a few minutes he goes back sometimes in a long sleep. So it could be he'll be up, but yeah, I never know. He might fall asleep in the middle, and then it could be a couple of hours until he wakes up. The Kitzah, they went in. As soon as they told all what they needed, the Chavetz Chaim fell asleep. And it was a long while till they were about to go. Finally, all of a sudden, the Chavetz Chaim woke up and he blessed them both. So they have first tonight what Yeruchim told them. They next went on the way to that Rav Gadol that Yeruchim had sent them to go seek out his advice on the doctor that they should use to heal their specific sickness, ailment. So they went to this Rav, and the Rav told them like this: if the doctors want to operate with you, do not mask him to have an operation only on with this doctor, this specific doctor, and no one else. So one of them listened to the Herois, and he got the tipul only from that doctor. He got treatment, and he got the operation. Whatever it was that he needed to get only from that doctor. And the Maisa, this person later on, came back to America, and he told different Roifim what happened exactly, and they said that there's only one Roifim in the world that could heal this specific machla, and taka, that was that roif, and Baruch Hashem, everything worked out. However, when the second bachla came to get to the tipul from his doctor, lemaisa, what happened at that time, the roif, for some reason, had to leave the malkut. And therefore, he said that I have to wait, according to Yeruchim's instruction, I'm only allowed to listen to that rov. The rov said specifically, only this doctor should be tapu with you. The kids, in the meantime, as he was waiting, and he was getting a little bit nervous and a little itchy, some of the other people told him, what are you waiting for this doctor? It could be a while to get back, to get your food. Try a different doctor. There's other doctor here that knows his stuff and do just a good job. And finally, he succumbed to the pressure, and he went to have the other doctor. Not long after the operation, that he pulled from that other doctor, 3 days after, he was nifter. For a half a year after that Ma'ura, they were misapin, and Yeruchim used to say over in every shmuz, used to speak about those two people that went out from him under his hand, who told him specific instructions. One lived, and one continued, and one never. And he used to say, Derhot deflect und der nicht. This guy listened, and this guy didn't listen. To listen to the Talmidei Chachamim,
to listen to your mochichim. They mean the best of Yisrael. They're trying to bring a nachas ruach liyotzvah. They're trying to improve you and help you out. A person can remain in the same matzav his whole life. He cannot move further. He's still in that little, you know, he wanted to be a fireman when he's four. He still dreams to be a fireman. Without the proper techocho, without the listening to the specific instructions of his gedolim, or the people that want to help him, this is the danger of Yisrael. A person feels that he could do it on his own. It's a terrible mistake. A person needs musar. A person needs instructions. A person needs help. He needs other people to help him. This is why the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the sign is also Teichocho. That's Tatzocho L'chelko Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the Pshat is that Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Yisurim, sends different punishments down. They're also Teichocho. Wake up. Realize your mistake. But sometimes, present to a coincidence, he doesn't touch it up correctly. He needs Rabbanim, people of Chochmah, to help touch it up, to help guide him, to help treat him. It's very, very dangerous of Oisai. The person can make a tremendous mistake and he can think it's Mamash a mitzvah. It seems the Shalom speaks about that a person sees there's two mistakes a person makes, something he doesn't see. He just doesn't see because of the darkness. He doesn't see the light bulb. But there's another mistake. He thinks the light bulb is something else. He thinks there's nothing there. He thinks he thinks it's something that's easy to succumb and he bumps into it and gets hurt. He perverts the truth. There's one not seeing the truth, but that's perverted was much more dangerous. Because then he'll never improve. The only way is to realize that we're only boss of a dumb. To realize that a person is very old to mistake. I want to urge a tzaddik and the gazach. The Gemara is often brought to a person should daven every single day. Every single day a person has to daven. Why? When he comes to the Beis HaMedrash. What does he daven, Rabbi Yisai? What does he daven? Like the Gemara, he davens the tefillah. He rotsoin. Shelo yeh atakov adi leech ebeal kolor akashu b'dvah halocha. I shouldn't make a mistake every single day. I have to daven it. How a human being is so likely to make a mistake. He's all the toys. And in modern terminology, we can bring a bigger raya, bring another raya. We don't need more of a raya. But we see that the Rebbe Chanun ben Akiva was misak in a tefila. That a person should make a mistake in halacha. And a person is so prone to mistake. How do you know? Look at the eraser business of Oisai. A million dollar business. It's built. Oh, a person making a mistake. The whole eraser business. White out for the modern terminal. What's it built on? Mistakes. How old a person is to make a mistake. How old is a person to mamish mess up in life. Oh, but if Oisai has Rabboni, if he has a person to go to get to Yichocho, so then there's a chance. But if not, Rahman Tzani can continue with that mistake. 22 years, they had this mistake. Until Yosef said, I need Yosef. Oh, we have to wait, Rahman Tzani, to that day when the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, as the message continues, woe is to a Yom HaDin. Woe is to Yom HaTeichocho. Shishagigala, Kodesh Baruch Hu, l'koyecha, v'yecha, v'yom HaNi, Hashem. All the mistakes are going to be clarified. All your taivin, all the things that we went after. Shemani Hashem. What a mistake. A toys. You lived your life a toys. You could have been an Adam Gadol. What would you end up with? You could have been somebody scraped if it's clients. What would you end up doing? And his whole life was a mistake because he never thought into it. He never went to hear one word of Teichocho. He continued with that terrible mistake and it led him to Da'a Mamish, to the pit of H-E-L-L, Rahman al-Islam. That is the lesson of Yisrael v'sa Teichochos. We have to love, we have to enjoy. I don't have to speak to the oil and hear people come to the Musa Shmuzim. The Bacha told me, that's not my Musa Shmuzim, it could be George Pfeffenheimer, Rabbi George Pfeffenheimer, in the congregation in Tucson, Ohio. I don't care who it is. But a person told me that for his, the Friday shmooze, whatever, he said that he got so much, he felt it kept him for the whole week because he got it, that he heard Tochacha. People that don't come to shmooze and shmooze, don't come. They think that, no, Rahmanas, I'm telling you now, I know a brother that doesn't come to shmooze and shmooze, he's living a terrible mistake in his life. He thinks he knows. He thinks he's Rahman, it's lies, he's living mistakes. But he doesn't come to shmoozing. He knows better. Rahman al Islam. I'm not saying to my shmooze, to every shmooze. The person has to love Tochacha, has to run when he can to hear Tochacha, Rabbi Yisrael. And not just say, okay, great shmooze, that was a good shmooze, I'm going to now. A person has to know that from a shmooze he has to think about Uber afterwards and work it out. What did I gain? What's the yisoid that we want to say in the shmooze? In Europe, after the shmooze, Yeruchim, they would sit afterwards and chazer it over and take it in and learn from it and try to work themselves out. Rav Vovo was once saying a shmooze here, and he was so impressed of Gusman, Zatzal, on both of them. But Rav Gusman Zatzal had a big yeshiva, he was like, Mamre de Gedayon, and Rav Chaim Oizis Bezin at 17 years old. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he went in to visit the Chepina Rav, and the Chepina Rav asked him his name, he said, Gustman. So he said, was your grandfather or father on the Beis Din of Chaim Oizer? And he said, no, that was me. And Rav Gustman, the Chepina Rav, who was an Adam Gudel, Adam Oid, couldn't put on his hat, got his hat, and he made a bracha on Rav Gustman. Shalacholach Michachmosoi, the boss of the Don Yereyov, Lurin Yereyov. A bracha, b'shem u'malchus. Adam Gudel, Adam Oid, I once had a schuz, a Dublin story, to speak with him in learning. God will act my oy, boys. You look at his country, shigurim, unbelievable. Rav Obi, from time to time, we give a shmooze, and he said he was in the spoil from this mensch, and after a year already, he went over. After the shmooze, Rav Obi, he called the Talmidim over, he says, no, boys, let's chazer now the shmooze. It wasn't just a var, you know, he wanted to be nice to Rav Obi because he came into his yeshiva to give a shmooze. It was, you understand that was the mahalach in Europe. After the shmooze, they would get together, or even one on their own, but to think, what came out from the shmooze? How can I improve? Everybody said, the chorus just doesn't just mean to go into the shmooze and get and hear the shmooze and go out or can continue on your way of life. We'll go out from the Musar Seder and continue your day of life. It's to take the Musar inside and to try to think how I could change, how I can improve. That's the gospel. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves it so much. It's just a sign that a person comes to the shmooze. But even more, if he takes a little bit longer and he uses what the shmooze is saying, that a person wants to improve. Everybody does aim outside for Oshel Yechta. People do chatoim, they make mistakes. But if a person wants to hear, so that he can correct. And Kodesh Baruch Hu loves him. Because Olam Hazeh is Elias V'Yeridos. But at least he knows, he has his head on straight, that he wants to go in the right direction. But if Chas V'Shalom, he's not looking to correct. So then Chas V'Shalom, the mistakes are going to move further away. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from there? What does the Kodesh have nachas in this match? He's not looking to go in the right way. He's turned around. As Rashid Boy said, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, the Kaveinu Malkeinu. Hashiveinu, Hashem should turn us back in the right direction. This is the Aschola Rav Yisrael. This is the Sefer Tvarim, which culminates in Elul Rav Yisrael. Parash Nitzom Vayech with the Shtagat Techochas. This is the start of Rav Yisrael. Chodesh Ov is Rosh Hashanah's Elul Ba. Elul Ba. Elul's coming. This is the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the tremendous Techocha of the Churim Bayis. But all the Churim Bayis and everything was that person we should learn our lesson. That what happens when we do Chet Churban, Churban HaOilom, Churban Eretz Yisrael, Churban Atzmi, the Oilom HaKotan from the individual, it's Churban when he does Chet. The only way, even his name Tzadik Ba'aretz, the only way is Elvis and the Chochos, look to get better, look to improve, look to find ways to improve. That's through Musar, that's through Shmuzin, that's through having Shaz with a Rebbe who can give you direction and listening to the Rebbe. Not to say, I'll live my own life. I'll do it the way I like to do it. But to follow the instructions. And Be'ez Hashem, the person won't make a mistake. Siyat Dishmai, as the Medrash said later on, Va'ashma Bahem, the tzaddik he takes to, if you listen to him and something happens, it's on his shoulders. But if you want to lead the tzaddik, you want to, Rahman, it's not what happens. This is the Yisroel of Oisai. This is the Pashatain of Moshe Rabbeinu's Teichoch of Nei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, no more Ramazim Moshe Rabbeinu's of Doz Nayim Torah. You got to give it to them a little bit stronger. They have to learn the lesson. They have to get ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is the Emes Yid. This is the Godless. This is the Shlemus of Yidin of Oisai. We should be Zoicha. Be'ez Hashem. The days of Tisha B'Av are days of sadness, days of Bechiyah. But if we learn the lesson, if we understand that the churban and the churbanos that come because of chet, and if we look to improve, we look to correct ourselves, we look to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are the days of Av, or to teach that lesson that the chet brings churban. But a person turns around and he changes and he corrects himself, that leads him into a Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur of his karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mokom of everyone voted once it over, what's the yisoid, the choira of the, it's called the moyed. Kora alai moyed, we don't say tachanun on Tisha B'Av. What's the moyed? So after it's a moyed of richuk. A moyed of richuk. A moyed of richuk, a whole moyed means vad. It means to get together. It means to get everybody, bring everybody together with a vad, a meeting. It's a meeting of people. What's a moyed of richuk? Hello, all our moyeds are meeting up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Shvagolim, Yirah. It's a meeting time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kravolbe, in order, especially in these times, and we're after the Churbanos, for us to appreciate the Yom Tovim of the Kirva, we have to know how far we really are. Then we can try to approach and work on ourselves in Elul, and the days coming to El, to come close. But first you have to understand that you're far. First, you have to understand the distancing. First, we have to understand what's bringing us far, the chatoim that brought us to this. And then we can start working on the kirva of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Elul, and all the Yimei of Sukkos and the Yimei of Chagim that bring us close. But we don't understand our richuk. It's a moed of richuk. It's a moed of time that we have to know where we're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once wanted to teach that it's very big palace, a big machloikas and achroinim. Why on Tisha B'Av is there a mitzvah? There's a shayla if it's issa bittul Torah. That some poskim hold that a vada is a heter to learn Dvar Maroyim. But if you don't learn Dvar Maroyim, then you're not even bittul Torah. The Shiva Taka holds that there is bittul Torah. That if you're not, if you have time and you bittul Torah stop. But there's some poskim hold there's no bittul Torah. That's Torah. There's a heter, a person who feels he has to learn, so he's allowed to learn Dvar Maroyim. There's no bittul Torah. But on this day, there's no chiyuv talmud Torah. You have to understand the pshat, we make birsa Torah. You have to understand together that dvarim. But you saw that dvarim, I want to say in hachshava a little bit, is that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel in these days that we're rachik, we're taka far. And that when a person feels far from his family, from his Abba and Shemayim, that gives him a feeling, I want to change, I want to come back home. But that's only if I feel the distance. If a person is going to have all their baby, the soils of Tisha B'Av, that was supposed to feel the distance, but he's going to learn Torah! The Torah is the grass, the Makaras of Derech Hashem. He's still going to feel the Kirvat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have one day a year, no Talmud Torah. You allow the Dvar Maroyim also say things that also brings the person to the realization of the Richuk, of what Chet does, of how terrible Chet does. It distances us from our Father's table. Distance us as far from the table. The Gemara of Brachos says that we say three when we say the Kaddish Yesh Mei Rabba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out, Oy Lehem La'Abba. Shehiglas Bonoi from his table woes to the fire. Habi Megala. Habi Maglis is his Bonov. Whoa! To feel that Golos that we're far from our Tata's table. That's what a Tisha B'Av is about. That's what these Yom of the 9 days to feel. The Avelos. What's Avelos? Achmar Tzallah Aleinu. It's a person feel that the person, his loved one, is missing. That's what we're supposed to feel these days. We're far. Our loved ones are missing. But there's a difference. As we say at the end. At the end of the Kinnis. Elitzion V'Areha. V'hi Kipsula. V'chadru Asak Al-Bal Nu'Ureha. She said, the Baal Nureh went far away, but it doesn't mean he can't come back. Tisha B'Av is that realization. Baruch Hashem so far from us. Such chataim. Such things that we're always again, we can get further versions for. I want to come back. That's the achonah. Let's first realize what it means. That's what Techocha is, to realize the distance. And we realize the distance, we'll have that tshuka to be at our Father's table again. We'll be zeichu be'ezah Hashem, to the bidding bayis ha'shtishi, and hey, if you're a male woman.